Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I've already had a fun day. I've done three interviews this morning, including Tom Martino, the troubleshooter, sitting there agreeing with me on 9/11. That show's on like 300 stations, going out exposing 9/11 as an inside job. So more and more exciting things are happening. Coming up, we are going to have Scott L. Silman, a retired Air Force judge advocate general, exposing the fact that Bush is planning secret arrests and secret detentions and, I guess, secret executions of the American people. This is out of the Associated Press about Bush trying to pass sections of Patriot Act II, some of the most horrible, egregious provisions in open legislation right now. We've been talking about this for the last week, and we will detail it with the professor. He's a professor now, an executive director for the Center on Law, Ethics, and National Security at Duke Law. And in the last few days, he's briefed the House Armed Services Committee on this. He's against it. He has also spoke for the Intelligence Fellows Program. And we have his printed testimony before Congress that we'll be going over a little bit later. So, again, he'll be joining us in the next hour. There can be no doubt major Israeli newspapers are now talking about openly going into Syria. They have been bombing and putting in special forces troops right up on the border with Syria. And they just blew up some of the major bridges. The news is reporting on one big bridge, but they've blown up several major bridges leading out of Lebanon into Syria. We have an unbelievably revealing Associated Press group of photographs up on PrisonPlanet.com. We're posting it on Infowars.com right now. Satellite Google photos. You can go do this yourself on Google World. Go look at Lebanon, the city of Lebanon. You know, you see one building that's rubble or four or five buildings that's rubble, and they show you a new one that's rubble every few hours, and you don't get a picture for how much has been destroyed. They are systematically leveling Beirut. Five-story, 10-story, 20-story buildings are disappearing, filled with families, filled with businesses, and now the population is streaming to shelters. They're trying to get out of the country. They're trying to go into Syria. They can't. So the extermination can continue. Israel's blowing up the bridges, bombing the roads, blowing up convoys of civilians trying to flee. Even the mainstream media now admits it's well over 1,000 dead civilians, but there's no personnel to dig into all the rubble. It could be in the tens of thousands. We don't know. Israeli forces are now getting close to Lebanon on the ground, and again, they've dropped in special forces troops to the east, the west of Beirut in Lebanon. They are getting into the north. They've been inserting and secreting troops there for the last week, and Israel is openly talking about, quote, the next phase of the operation. They are openly saying everyone in the country is a combatant and can be killed. That is in Israeli papers, Haaretz, Jerusalem Post, and others. Meanwhile, our news keeps claiming they're not targeting civilians and that Israel is loving and good and caring, and it's all lies that civilians are being targeted. The UN for 6 hours, 10 separate times, begged Israel, of course, 2 weeks ago, not to bomb their bunker. They gave them their exact coordinates, and Israel responded by firing a missile right through the opening in the bunker that was there to observe the mass slaughter that is going on. This is unprecedented. BBC headline, Israeli army set for push into Lebanon. Again, I mentioned the satellite images before and after. Beirut looks like a tsunami victim. It looks just like the photos of when tsunamis hit major cities, because most of the buildings are blown to bits. I mean, you've got to go look at this. It's just incredible. Israel severs Lebanon road link to Syria, AP. One step from class of civilization. That's the AP headline, another one. Lebanon Daily Star, Hezbollah offers to spare civilians if Israeli military does the same. They're offering a type of ceasefire. You'll never hear about that in our news. It goes on and on. We'll cover it all on the other side. Masses of vital news.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Your area has just unexpectedly flooded. The power's out, so is the water, and you are thirsty. But wait, outside, look, there's lots of water, and then you see it.
Oh my gosh! What is that floating in the water? And what is that odor?
No problem. You thought ahead and own a Berkey water purification system. Berkey has revolutionized the way water is purified simply and naturally. Requiring no power, electricity, or water pressure, the powerful Black Berkey elements extract pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, heavy metals, and yeah, other nasties that might be found in flood water. Berkey systems can purify treated water during normal times, and during unexpected emergencies, they can get rid of the unhealthy stuff in raw, untreated water. For more information on the powerful Berkey line of products, call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or visit us on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today, and check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Three and a half, really 4 weeks ago, when Israel's bombardment of Lebanon went into high gear, we said time would tell. Time would tell if this was an attempt by Israel and the United States and the neocons for political and military aims to escalate a regional war in the Middle East spreading into Central Asia. And we have seen exactly that happen. I have stacks of articles out of major Israeli, British, and U.S. newspapers, but especially Israel, they're all up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com, where they are openly talking about going into Syria. Israel is talking about going ahead and using its bunker busters, hundreds of which have been delivered, the big DU-tipped rounds that can go through 20 feet of concrete, and attacking hundreds of sites in Iran. They are now hyping up that bin Laden's son out of nowhere is going to lead the Lebanese. So when we kill Lebanese, when the Israelis kill Lebanese, but we are, as Americans, supporting Israel and giving them the weapons, why, it won't be just women and children. It's all Al-Qaeda. And this is the escalation. This is the ultimatum they gave Iran now about 2 months ago, that by late July, if they hadn't submitted, that they faced very serious military repercussions. And so Israel sent There are soldiers over the Lebanese border. That is mainstream news hidden in the back of the paper. And this hoax is on television and radio that they captured them across the Israeli line. It is on record in the Israeli papers, though, that once the troops were being captured, Israeli special forces had them on infrared, could have killed the Lebanese fighters, military, Hezbollah, that was grabbing them, and that they said, do not shoot, do not aid them. Then they hype up this routine. I mean, Israelis are routinely captured, tens of thousands of Palestinians and hundreds of Lebanese. Really, it's in the thousands. I think it was 3,000 I saw Lebanese that have been grabbed are in prisons. Israel's building more prisons for the Lebanese. Before this war kicked off in the last year, they've built several big prisons, saying they're for Lebanese. They planned the entire invasion once they had a provocation. Hezbollah routinely shooting Katyusha rockets at Israel. Israel routinely is bombing southern areas of Lebanon. It all got hyped out of proportion. And the media spends more than equal time focusing on the one or two Israelis that sadly die each day from Katyusha rockets, the civilians. It's normally about one a day. I haven't gotten the average, but every day I see one killed, two killed, or they call it the worst day yet, with four dead Israelis, military yesterday, and two dead civilians, when one hit a balcony there in northern Israel, one of the Katyusha rockets. So all of this is going on, and Israel is openly now massing more military to go into Lebanon. They put special forces in the last week all over the north of Lebanon. They're all around the capital city of Beirut, in the central area of Lebanon. They've blown out all the big bridges, starting 3 weeks ago, continually. And they are saying anyone in southern Lebanon or in other areas they're in, everyone is Hezbollah, and they all are basically targets to be killed. And many of the religious leaders and sects in Israel are in major papers saying everyone is enemies, everyone can die. And that's called loving and good and reasonable by our press. And then when Hezbollah targets indiscriminately civilian targets with Katyusha rockets, it is called the ultimate evil ever seen on the planet Earth. So it's a lot of hypocrisy that we're seeing right now. This is from the BBC Today. Israel Army set for Lebanon push. The Israeli Army has been told to prepare for a possible advance that could be its deepest incursion into Lebanon for more than 20 years. The defense minister order could see the army push up to the Latina River, or Litani River, about 30 kilometers, 19 miles north of the border, in pursuit of Hezbollah. What does this article mean? I've got another AP article here saying they put troops into the north. Israeli jets have stepped up airstrikes on Beirut and north of the capital on the Syrian border. The moves came as UN delegates and the U.S. struggle to reach full agreement on wording for a ceasefire resolution. Israel's campaign began 3 weeks ago after Hezbollah militants captured two Israeli soldiers. Lebanon says more than 900 people have died since then. It's now over 1,000, most of them civilians. Israelis have lost 27 civilians and 40 soldiers. Thursday was the worst day yet for Israeli casualties, with five civilians. I'm sorry, I said two. It must have grown today. We've now learned of more. And three soldiers killed in Hezbollah attacks. In other developments, at least five people have been killed in Israeli air raids on bridges north of the Lebanese capital. One person has been killed in northern Israel by a rocket fired from southern Lebanon. A rescue service said three Israeli soldiers have been killed near the southern border village of Markaba, according to Arabic TV channels in Al Arabiya. We're working on getting Dar Jamal, who joined us on Monday, from he'd been in southern Lebanon that day in the main village where the big massacre took place, 60-plus in one building. You still hear 56. It's actually over 60, 35 of them children. British Prime Minister Tony Blair has delayed his holiday to continue work on a UN ceasefire resolution. The UN's refugee agency warned that fuel shortages were increasingly hampering humanitarian relief operations in Lebanon. Now, I'm looking at an Associated Press article, satellite images before and after Beirut looks like a tsunami victim. That's AP's comment. And you look at it, it says these two satellite images provided by GOI show the same area of Beirut, Lebanon, before and after Israeli bombardment. The image on the left was taken Wednesday, July 12, 2006, and the image on the right was taken July 31, 2006, AP photo. Now, It is taken with GPS of the exact same grid down to 3 feet. So you're looking at the exact same geographical area. I mean, the two pictures can be laid over each other exactly. And it shows the main city center of Beirut. This is a first world city, lavish hotels, first world population, huge bustling seaports nearby, beautiful beaches. I have actually, if I ever had time to travel, I like to look at where I can travel sometimes. Can't ever, of course, go anywhere unless it's on business. I mean, I would love to go scuba diving in Lebanon. I mean, they've got the best there in the, supposedly in the Mediterranean, some of the best scuba diving for the Mediterranean. If I ever had time to go scuba diving, which I never do. I think I haven't had time to go scuba diving in about 8 years. I've had a chance to go snorkeling, though. But side issue, I'm now lusting after vacation. Side issue, I am a wanderlust, folks, but I never get to. Back to the issue at hand, Jones. I'm here looking at these photos, and there are hundreds of buildings that have been blown up. These are big high-rises there in the valley in Beirut, between the mountains. And looking at this photo, battle assessment, I'd have to say, about 30% of the buildings are gone. And you can see off the photo, if you blow it up, which I did this morning, that many of the other buildings, probably another third, are damaged. So we're looking at over half of just this photo, just this area of the city, being damaged or gone. You're not getting this on our news here. Leveling a city, carpet bombing a city with 500-pound and 1,000-pound bombs and missiles. Cruise missiles, bombs dropped from F-16s, F-15s, and that Israeli variant of an F-15, the Eagle or whatever they call it. Decimate would mean that they destroyed 10%. No. They have destroyed a lot more than, would it be quadamate? I don't know. I mean, 40% is gone. I don't know. If it's a third, it'd be about 30%. Well, just go look at it for yourself. And I'm speechless. They gear up their military. They mass it. They send special forces in. They get captured. They don't save them. And this starts. This heats up. I mean, according to what Israel's doing, when Mexican troops kidnapped over 50 Americans, and there were troops hired by the Mexican government, the Mexican cartels, remember that last year? Down in South Texas, it was barely in the news. They had to put it on national news one or two times. We would have sent in our whole military. This is the same thing Bush. Do you know how Bush invaded in 1989, how they invaded basically destroyed about 20% or more of Panama City in Panama? They claimed that two American college students were kidnapped. Well, I happened to get the documentary that has the footage of this, the Panama deception, and it was on the news down there. They go, the Special Forces, it's the young ladies after they've taken over. They go, oh, Special Forces came to our dorm. Nobody held us. Nothing had happened. And when we were amazed, this whole war was, quote, so we'd be safe. We were told they'd been kidnapped, and that wasn't even true. American college students, some young girls, have been kidnapped. Bush is invading Panama. No one announced it. No one heard about it. We woke up. I remember being in high school and driving with friends to pick up my girlfriend at her house the day it happened, getting up in the morning and hearing that we've attacked Panama. No discussion beforehand. No nothing. The guy didn't pay his cocaine cut. That later came out. Bush gets mad, and they just make something up about two captured girls. And no one pointed out the huge military was massed and waiting. And they go in and blow up a bunch of the city and take over and grab their cocaine dealer. And then you go talk to the two girls. They were never captured. So at least the Israelis staged the capture. At least the people were captured.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Lenin School of Political Warfare has laid down a plan for a third world war that will destroy both Christianity and communism at the same time? From the rubbles of this war, the Illuminati will establish their world government prophesied in Revelation chapter 13. Communism said they would pretend to collapse, and when America had begun to disarm, the combined communist world would launch a surprise attack and smash us with their clenched fists. We'd like to show you how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
All right, welcome back. I was a little bit speechless bumbling around last segment because I'm looking at these photos. There's no way to describe it. Imagine, take a city the size of San Francisco. That's about the population we're talking about in the area in Beirut and surrounding areas. It's a big population. And imagine looking at a satellite photo of San Francisco, and a third of it's just gone. And then a large portion of what's left is blown up and damaged. Still standing, but shattered. And the average American has no idea this is even going on. And many people who do know what's going on, neocon zombie types out there that listen to talk radio, that listen to neocon lies, they're emailing us. They're even calling us on air some. They are, I hear them on other shows, saying kill everyone. Go in, nuke every city, kill all Muslims on earth, kill, I've heard them say, kill all 1,300,000,000. And don't think the neocons don't hear this being discussed on national TV, on national radio, don't think that, this doesn't embolden the criminals running our government. And don't think this doesn't freak out the Muslims and freak out the Arabs and freak out the populations of Christians in some countries in the Middle East that are 35-45% of the population. They're now against us. Even the Christians in Lebanon who are on our side and on Israel's side are now with Hezbollah. Yeah, killing your family has a way of doing that to you. So we're going to open the phones up on the other side and give you a chance to respond to what I've been talking about here. Please, I'd like it to be on Israel or on a few of the other issues I'm bringing up because we need to talk about this. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air. There is, of course, also a guest joining us in the next hour, a former judge advocate general, decrying the incredible, draconian police state legislation Bush has introduced to allow the secret arrest of any American citizen, the secret incarceration, the secret trial, and the secret execution. It's the one provision in Patriot Act II they were unable to pass in the reauthorization package of the expansion of last year, and it dovetails with what Bush has already implemented. They have already implemented all of Patriot Act, too. They are selectively grabbing American citizens who are Muslim or who have got brown skin, who fit in with the stereotype, trying to get you to accept that precedence. Now they've grabbed, 2 years ago now, someone involved in torture, a contractor in Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. And when they tried to blame all the torture on him, he went public and said, I was ordered, here's the document. And so they gagged him under the Patriot Act and charged him as a terrorist, and he was secretly taken from his jail cell out of the military courts and has disappeared. That was 2 years ago. There's a story here out of the Associated Press I've got to dig it out here. I think it's New York. I'm going to read that in a minute. Read it this morning. And he's been held for 4 months secretly. And even in the military history, they don't secretly hold their people. You know, it's public. But he's being held secretly under provisions of Bush's orders under Patriot Act II. And hundreds of cases that we know of topless bars that being used on, county commissioners in bed rigging, marijuana dealers, homeless people sleeping at train stations being charged as terrorists and not being given due process. There's been land grabs in Colorado where they say we're doing this under the Patriot Act, and they're just doing it and saying there's no due process, taking lavish homes and hundreds of acres. So it's here. And it's part of a web, a seamless tapestry, a quilt, patchwork of federal announcements that, oh, we don't need due process or just compensation to take your land. Private interest, it even says this, can, quote, lobby and give contributions to whoever they want locally to take your property. It is now legal. I could go, if I had the money, and buy off the Austin City Council, and they would go and openly take farm and ranch land. And it happens every week around Austin, land worth millions of dollars an acre. Just it's pell-mell. The city's growing. They're grabbing land 30 miles, you know, outside town through different conservancies. I mean, it's just open mafia evil right in front of me. I mean, serious, hardcore Soviet/Nazi/Chinese communist style. I mean, it's just, hey, we're taking it, we're sending an armored SWAT team. And every few months I hear about a case in Texas alone where they have a shootout with somebody that won't give up their farm or ranch or their home. And it's going to happen to you. You hear me, listeners? Go ahead and laugh. They're coming for you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I was talking to somebody else about something else. I wasn't able to get my calls or find out if we got Debbie Morrow there. We'll just do this on air. Were you able to get Debbie? There, guys? Were you able to get Debbie? Okay, what about calls? Because I was unable to talk to you during the break. Other folks wanted me to do other business at the network, so I was unable to do that, and I wanted to have open phones. So what's going on? All right, well, we'll go to calls here in just a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen. You can tell that I am irritated by what's happening in the world around us today and right now. And I'm very sad to see that our country is being dismantled all around us. I'm sad to know that we are having a secret police known as Homeland Security that will run every aspect of our lives being set up. The government has openly and publicly announced that they are setting up an American union. Texas businesses, we reported this 2 weeks ago, it's now in the news, have been given their new state ID numbers, and it's called American Union numbers for Canada and Mexico. It's all happening. And the average American thinks that they don't need to be informed, they don't need to be involved, they can just maybe even just deny what I say. Oh, that Alex, he just makes it all up. Everything's fine. We can trust the government. We can trust all these corporations, and we can just go quietly, I guess, off into the sunset. We're going to go to Gunn and many others that are holding after I talk to Debbie Morrow. I wanted to get Debbie up with us for a few minutes today. It is hurricane season. Every year they end up shelling out during the summer because even the government and other people end up, you know, buying Berkey water filters to purify the untreated water when the water systems get flooded. But that's not the reason to get big Berkeys made in America at discounted wholesale prices when you buy them through this show. The reason is because the water is filled with herbicides, pesticides, mercury, toxins, heavy metals, dead bacteria. Remember, they treat the water. It just kills the bacteria, so now you're drinking all those dead bacteria. Why not, which isn't good for you, boys and girls, why not strain all of that out? Why not drink pure, clean water? It's the system we use in the office, the system I use at home. And, Debbie, thank you for coming on with us.
Hi there, Alex. Thank you for having me.
I heard that you're getting really busy right now.
You know, we have been really, really busy, and if anybody left messages, we'll be sure to get you back because I have been on vacation all week.
For those that don't know, New Millennium is a big company. They're the big national manufacturer and distributor. Debbie works just for New Millennium in the phone calls that come in from a few radio shows they do, and so she handles your order herself personally or with her assistant. Debbie, will you give us the toll-free number to get the filters on the website?
I will, and Judy will be in taking your orders. It's a toll-free number. It's 1-888-803-4438, and I'll repeat it. It's 1-888-803-4438, and our website is www.berkeywater.com, and it's spelled BerkeyWater.com. And by placing your orders, you're helping support Alex Jones Airtime, which we are such a pleasure to do. And
every time that's brought up, it causes confusion. We don't have airtime to be on our AM and FM stations predominantly. It's for global shortwave outreach. You guys are the sponsor that takes care of that.
That's correct. And we are so glad to be able to do that so that people hear you worldwide. And
so it's made in America. It's made in America. It's a high quality filter, and you get it at discounted prices. These similar filters or their filters are like $300 in camping supply or survival stores. No, ladies and gentlemen, $199 for the basic Big Berkey with the black elements, $259 with the built-in base with the LED lights and the charging station to run your cell phones or other applications. Debbie, the hurricanes are here. Folks need to get their filters before they have a problem.
Absolutely. Don't wait. Because last year when everybody was getting hit, then they wanted me. And, you know, UPS can't deliver if it's flooded. The U.S. mail cannot deliver if it's flooded. Don't wait till the last second. You know, you want to have your Berkey. You want to have it now. And you want to go ahead and filter that water as you use it. Don't store filtered water, but go ahead and store your regular water in whatever you want to store it in. Whether it's the 55-gallon barrels in your backyard or the old, you know, water cartons, whatever you want to do. But then the great thing about the Berkey is it takes no electricity, no power, and as you need to drink, you can filter your water. Lake water, pond water, you can use mud water.
And
you
Debbie,
can have good drinking water.
And, Debbie, you can also use, as you said, lake water, pond water, whatever. It will purify it. It will make it safe to drink. Give Debbie a call, 1-888-803-4438, 888-803-4438, or go to BerkeyWater.com and in the comments section, tell them it's an Alex Jones special and tell them what free gifts you want. They've got the free gifts listed right there, or you can order the exact same systems and the orders go to them from the secure shopping cart at InfoWars.com. Debbie, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you, Alex, for having me. And if anybody orders from our website, be sure to put in the comments that you're an Alex Jones listener. And I look forward to seeing you in Dallas in a few weeks, Alex.
Oh, good. You're going to come to the premiere of Terror Storm there at the Lakewood?
Absolutely. If I'd have known you were here last month, I'd have been here then. So I will absolutely be there. It's on my calendar.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming to that, Debbie. Yeah, since Debbie mentions it, and then we'll go to calls. It's not just going to be the premiere of my new film, Terror Storm, in Dallas on the 26th. That's a Saturday this month, coming up in about 3 weeks. It is also going to be Well, we're going to have the author of the JFK movie, the man who wrote the book it's based on, who also helped write the screenplay, a real historian, an old salty dog reporter, worked for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, ran his own papers in Texas, Jim Mars, with a speech titled JFK to 9/11. And then we're going to show about 35, 40 minutes. I haven't decided. We're cutting it together right now, but over 35 minutes of the footage and interviews we shot up in Ottawa in early June there at the Bilderberg Group Conference. Then we're going to have Shanghai Five, great lounge music from midnight till 2 a.m. But even if you don't come for that, that'll be great. You can see my film, hear me speak, take questions, and then Jim Mars, and then the Bilderberg Group. And it's $10.50. That's the cost of getting Jim Mars in, getting the space, and getting my crew up there and everything else. And I think that's pretty darn cheap. Normally something like this would be about $25. That's how the market is. But $10.50, get your tickets at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. We're getting a hard copy of Terror Storm right now at InfoWars.com. Let's go ahead and talk to Fred in Pennsylvania. Fred, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, Fred.
Hi. The legislation that Arlen Specter introduced is the worst piece of legislation I've ever seen.
You talking about the NSA stuff?
No, this Unprivileged Combatant Act of 2006.
Yeah, I have the 35-page draft here in front of me, and we've got a former Air Force general coming on, JAG officer, that's a lawyer, to expose it.
Right. Now, I'm supposed to have sent from my representative in Congress a copy of it. And when I called Senator Specter's office, however, they refused to send me a copy of it.
Yeah, the draft went to a law professor. Well, that's why you can find it. We posted it last week, but if you can't find it, we'll repost it.
But if it has the Senate number, can't you get a copy of the legislation?
No, not in the New America, sir. Freedom is about secret laws, too.
So what do you know about roughly when this was introduced? I mean, I talked to the AP journalist who wrote an article about it, Ann Plummer Flaherty, and she said that Senator Specter actually introduced this June 29th. And that goes a lot further back than I mean, we're not accustomed to having these things basically secretly introduced.
Well, let me break down the timeline. Yes, in late June it was introduced. Then they tried to lie and say it hadn't been introduced, mm-hmm. and that it was a quote a draft. And so this is the way they do things.
Yeah.
They introduce things and then publicly lie, and it allows the secret arrest of everyone.
And it also allows the procedure to be lined up, just like Patriot 2. When you have basically the allies of the White House only know about
that's
the
right.
Detail.
Only the committee chairman are allowed to know
right.
until the time of the vote.
Well, that's all I have to say is that keep covering it and make sure that you expose all the lies and contradictions that you found out about it.
Well, we've got the draft right here. It's in front of me, and it clearly says for any misdemeanor under the Section 802. Of the Patriot Act, that you can be secretly arrested, secretly tried, and secretly executed by secret tribunals.
Okay, and then I also heard on Jerry Brownfield that the first of all the list of offenses is basically up to an executive branch official to classify as harmful. And
that's right.
And also that the you have no access a defendant. Has absolutely no access to the courts of the United States.
Isn't that what America's all about?
No,
taking your private
corpus?
Property for no reason, for private interest, secretly arresting you, forced psychological testing, forced drugging. It was up to 32 vaccines they're trying to claim are mandatory by color of law. They're not. I've got a mainstream announcement today that it's even more they're adding. Is it forcibly being injected, Freedom?
Yeah. Well, the thing is that we have to also remember that if they have a procedure where, and also I call Ron Paul's office, and they are basically behind the eight ball like we are in finding out things that the White House knows.
Yeah,
that
congressmen
we don't know.
Aren't allowed to see bills. What do you? I mean, who do you think's allowed to see these?
Yeah, so
only the executive. That's freedom.
Right. It's called the Unitary Executive. I think they really want Congress and the judiciary powers in, folded into their powers.
Hey,
as well.
When you've got one leader, it's called freedom. This would be a heck of a lot easier if it was a dictatorship, so long as I'm the dictator. Thank you for the call. In fact, find that clip, gentlemen. I want to play that in a moment. Bush and his dictator quote. Yeah, this is the new freedom, Fred, and I hope that you learn to enjoy it. I mean, they openly announced that last December, Bush signed a secret agreement to go ahead and set up the American Union. The federal agencies are all operating. State agencies are now operating. Texans right here are being told we're now in an American Union. It's official. And the average person has no idea even what's going on. I mean, this is the crazy world we live in. They are rolling up America right now. They are killing and dismantling this country right now. They are the terrorists. They carried out 9/11. What do you expect from people that hijack jets by remote control and fly them into buildings? What do you expect to happen? It's happening right now, and a lot of you people couldn't wake up and couldn't get it through your heads. And when these murdering terrorists nuke a city or release some bioweapon, it's going to get a lot worse. And when they take your pension funds and they take your bank accounts and you get to be real live slaves and get to have cops at checkpoints shaking you down and learn how to line up against the wall and be searched at shopping malls, life in the airports will be life on the streets of America. They've announced it. I just hope we all enjoy it because they kept us safe from the terrorists. Let's go ahead. The good news is people are waking up to this garbage. KC in Minnesota, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. I was just wondering, would you agree? I mean, it seems as if though Israel is practicing Nazism by definition.
Yes.
I know it's a strong word.
They are practicing tribal extermination, ethnic cleansing. They are practicing barbarous carpet bombing of cities.
Okay, because I'm looking at the definition of Nazism. It says it's the ideology and practice of the Nazis, especially the policy of racist nationalism and national expansion and state control of the economy.
Yes. That's it.
Well.
But I wouldn't even call that Nazism. I would call that criminal government imperialism.
Right. Well, so, I mean, would you consider it racist national expansion?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I wish people would call it like they see it. I'm not talking about you, because I know you are, but I'm talking about the mainstream media. Because if people started calling it like they could see it, I don't know.
Well, a lot of Americans identify with Israel, they identify with the government, they think we're all part of this and we're winning something right now, and they feel manly watching Fox News or CNN, drinking beer and burping and kill all them Arabers, and, you know, they don't know the very government, you know, that's behind all this, the very governments that are supporting this are the ones that are dismantling our country, too, right now. We're going down the toilet, too, right now.
Oh, definitely. I mean, we're no better off. Just another bit of perspective for you. If you ever get a chance, you should listen to that Israeli national radio. You would see how self-righteous and, I mean, it's a total different paradigm over there, totally theocratic rule, and it's just out of this world.
Well, you know, their papers will come out and admit that Israel stages terror attacks against itself, and they'll admit a lot of things, but at the same time, they're not allowed to write anything the government doesn't say they can. Israelis don't have any rights or freedoms. Their social services are grabbing their children and breaking up their families. They're doing the same thing they do, you know, that's happening here in the U.S. It's the same garbage. It's the same mode. It's the same systems of government enslavement. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Jeff? You're on GCN. Where are you calling us from today, Jeff?
Yeah, Alex. I just wanted to give you guys a call. And
where are you calling from, Jeff?
Well, first of all, I talked to an old-timer.
Hey, Jeff. Jeff, where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from California.
Welcome.
Yeah. I talked to an old-timer, Alex, and he told me that he had called into your show. This has been several years back, and he said, yeah, I talked to Alex about population control, and, you know, he went on to, you know, tell me a few things that you said, and he said, boy, that Alex Jones is the best. And you know something, Alex? He's right. I don't think there's anybody in the United States that can expose corruption and cover-ups like you can. And I know there's a lot of other people doing it, but, I mean, you go to great lengths to get the message out there. And I think more and more people are starting to wake up, although I wish more would. But what the reason I called in, Alex, is I don't think the people realize what's happening with the United Nations. And I don't think the people realize what's happening with this global domination, this direction towards a one-world government. And people don't realize about the 600-plus FEMA camps that are in the United States.
That we told people about for years, that is now in the Houston Chronicle.
Yep, about
camps. So we're going to put you in the camps. It's good.
They're basically concentration camps.
Comes right out with it. Oh, we're building FEMA camps for you.
And I think, Alex, that, you know, basically with the United Nations building all these rail cars that have, well, shackles built into them.
That's true, too.
I think that sends an important message to the American people.
Well, I think when they try it, they're going to get lit up. Thanks for the call. That's what we're doing here. We're trying to be peaceful. We're trying to warn everybody. We're telling you what's going to happen unless we stop it. And if it goes to the next level, well, you know what to do.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
When governments go bad, they go bad big time. And it's happened here in the United States. It's happened in front of all of us. And it's so sad. And people try to deny, they try to rationalize, they try to make excuses about what we're facing as a society, and it's only going to get worse until we get serious. I mean, you know, this is serious enough to cancel your vacation and go to the city hall and just stand up at the pulpit there at the lectern and talk about it. This is serious enough to take off work sometimes just to call into talk radio. This is serious enough to write letters and start websites or, you know, if you're some millionaire, to start a local newspaper to warn everybody and to put it out free on, you know, at the street corners. I mean, this is in the streets serious. This is pull your hair out serious. This is stick your head out of the window and scream serious. This is dollar being devalued, troops imploding on themselves in Iraq. This is hardcore serious. But they know we're all mesmerized with the TV and with the entertainment and with the liqueur. So many people, not everybody, but so many people who are even aware don't think that they have any power, don't think that they can affect change, don't think that they can be involved, and don't think that it matters. Well, as things get worse and worse, you're going to be forced to take action. Most of you will. And by then, if it goes that far, it's going to be a lot harder to dig out of this hole. Now, I shouldn't be completely negative. There are masses of articles every week, every single day, a whole bunch of articles, and they're getting more and more serious. Mainstream articles going, was 9/11 an inside job? Wow, there's really some evidence of this. Man, this is getting scary. Wow, look at all these discrepancies. Even hit pieces that we see against us are written as if the writer is falling down, getting past their editor, writing hit pieces that go, oh, look at this website. Oh, look at all this evidence. I wonder why these weirdos say this, but then lay out compelling cases. Oh, I recognize a lot of those stories. And, I mean, I'm on bigger and bigger talk shows doing interviews with big mainstream syndicated hosts who I would be on 2-3 years ago and they'd be disagreeing with me, and now they go, Alex, I can't disagree with you. Alex, I looked at the evidence. They were running drills that morning and flying jets into the same buildings at the same times. Public officials were warned not to fly. Alex, I looked it up. It's true. A bunch of the hijackers were trained in secret spy programs by the U.S. government. Alex, the government did have the motive. Alex, I heard you 10 years ago talk about FEMA camps. Now it's in the newspaper. Alex, I heard you 5 years ago talk about an American union. And man, it's in the news now, Alex. You see, folks, but I'm not up here tooting my horn like a rooster, all happy that I've been proven right. I'm freaked out, folks, because we're getting down to the wire. People are waking up now. People are speaking up now. People are involved now because it's all happening now. And I'm surprised that more people aren't awake. How many lies has this government told us that come out to be premeditated? I mean, I said this yesterday, I'll say it again. 1.6 billion in fake newscasts. Folks, if that ain't tyranny, I mean, $1.6 billion in framed payoffs to coordinated payoffs to the media. Huh. And there's a bunch of other programs we're learning about. Fake letters. The military with a $100+ million program just to write fake letters to the editor. Oh, that's America. Oh, yeah, that's freedom, folks. That's just wonderful. And school's about to start. You're going to hear, it's already started, every newscast tell you it's the law, you must take vaccines. It is not the law. It's another hoax. See, you should tear your hair out over these types of lies.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.